Hey friends, we are back with part two with Shan Wright talking about holistic health and actionable tips on how we can improve our own by listening to our bodies and practicing a more intentional mindset with proactive steps. I'm excited to share this final part of Shan Wright's wisdom, a fellow podcaster and path paver. Let's get into it. Hey parents, welcome to Fulfillment Therapy. Do you want to raise your kids better and have a stronger marriage? Are you up late at night researching marriage and parenting tools and self-care tips? Do you start each day hoping for deeper connections and less chaos, but it ends with family arguments and going 12 different directions again? My name's Kendra, wife, mom, therapist, and growth enthusiast. It wasn't until I discovered how to fulfill my unmet needs that I was finally able to show up as my best self, as a spouse and parent. I realized that by meeting my needs, I could more fully meet the needs of my family with more energy and less resentment. In this podcast, I teach parents skills like boundary setting, prioritizing personal needs, communication, and claiming ownership. Just like my clients, you'll be shocked by the improvement in your marriage, parenting, and personal life when you focus on fulfilling your important, unmet needs. Ready to prioritize yourself so you can quit mentally throat-punching people? Then grab those earbuds and head outside, and let's rock and talk. So many things that you spoke to really stood out to me. Let's talk first about anxiety. You mentioned that that was a big thing through some of your pregnancies. I know a lot of my clients have had postpartum. I also had postpartum. The most distinct memory I have when it was after our second miscarriage and they thought maybe it was twins the second time. Mm-hmm. My husband, I think, had just lost his job. We were stuck in Minnesota. It was just like lower than low. And we were both laying in bed, and I just said to my husband, do you ever sometimes wish you wouldn't wake up? Mm-hmm. And it felt like, looking back, like that, like, makes me want to just weep, like just so sad that we were both there. And I think actually he did start crying because I think he felt it too, but then also knowing that I was feeling it so deeply. I guess in that case, that was more depression in that part of it, but it was just really hard. I mean, I had two young children at the time, so it was still pretty close with my previous pregnancies. It's so hard and difficult to navigate that sometimes, and our own journey to try to find answers and figure things out. And I love how you talked about those simple solutions for you, those whole health answers. And it reminds me of a podcast episode I did called The Law of Entropy. And people didn't really seem to want to listen to that one as much because I labeled it the law of physics. Like, of course, nobody wants to really learn about that. But it's such an interesting concept. And I love talking about it. Essentially, it's exactly what you talked about, how things break down if we're not proactive. Things crumble if we're not building it up. Like, we have to be these constant creators in our life of what we want to attract in our lives, what we want to stand for, all of these things. You cannot be passive without physics laws that are there by nature just breaking it down. So I should probably go back and rename that so people understand how cool it is.
Very cool. It's very cool.
Thank you.
We're getting older every day.
That's right. And also, that's funny that I'm going to another podcast episode, but have you heard of Rachel Hollis? She's like, girl, wash your face.
Yeah.
Okay. One of my favorite podcasts that episodes that she did was a year end audit. This was years ago. And I was like, oh, that's such a good idea. So I did that in one of mine for right after the new year or right before, like a year in review. But talking about the things like going through your planner for the whole year and seeing, okay, what things were worth my time? What was not worth my time? What do I wish I would have done more of? What do I wish I would have done less of? Mm-hmm. And she mentioned some of those things that you mentioned, like dates with her husband, dates with her friends, like gut laughing and long runs outside, like those things that really bring you joy and fulfillment, tying it right back into fulfillment. And you found those things that really resonate with you. And it might be slightly different for each person depending on what they value. And I love how you got intentional and still and communicated with God and did what you needed to do to find some answers to help heal from that anxiety. And going back to what you said, you had to be proactive. You had to build something instead of just passively sit there in your pain. And I know I have to be careful about that because sometimes people have such severe anxiety and depression that they are very much stuck and they need extra help. But most people can take that one step forward, that 1% to adjust their life to just get a little bit further along towards happiness.
With my fourth pregnancy, because I had anxiety the entire pregnancy, I actually did get on a medication. It was a hard decision for me being all into natural wellness, but it was just right before, like probably the month before, I told my doctor, I don't do well with postpartum. I think we might need something. And we had a moment, we were crying, and it was like, yeah, you probably should. So we did not know COVID was coming, and also didn't know all that would go down with my family and my sister. And so I just kind of looked at that as like God's provision. So that season, it could have been so paralyzing. If you think back to that season, it was the loneliest time of our nation. Like everyone was probably lonely. And I had a brand new newborn, three others, a 2-year-old. So those four things that God gave me, I couldn't really do those four things. I couldn't go on dates with my husband. Actually saw him a lot. And it was like, we don't even need dates right now. I couldn't see my girlfriends, which was heartbreaking. I remember like we did like a van drive by and it made me cry. I was like, this is awful. It was like those first 2 months when everything was like everyone was a little scared. And I couldn't really move my body as I wanted to, like you like break a sweat. And actually, I did join a gym in June. So this all was March. He was born beginning of March. And then June, I joined a gym. And oh my gosh, it was like my saving, I call it my saving grace of 2020. So there's that. And then obviously I could have time with God, but I was so much in a state of anxiety. I can't sit down and read the Bible. I can't like focus on like, that was hard. And so I hear that sometimes from others, like, I can't sit down and read right now. Like, you feel too anxious to like, you're like this shaking inside. Like, there's no way you can sit down and read. So what I did, and this is science and I love it, is that gratitude and anxiety cannot exist in your brain at the same time. So I literally worshiped my way through the day. And at the time, the song The Blessing was out, and it talks about peace over your family and blessing over your family. And I just literally sang it on repeat. And, knowing that fact, knowing that they could not, actually, I probably didn't even know that fact till afterwards. Because I didn't know that was a scientific study until the song Gratitude came out. So anyway, I don't even think I knew. I think it was just like my way to cope that God gave me, like, here's your one way now. You had the four before. This is how you went through your third postpartum and made it through. But that's not going to work right now. Right now, this one thing, this is all you are to do. And this is what I did.
So tell me what that means for listeners, because sometimes vocabulary is a big thing. So when you said through worship and through this song, did you just talk about like in your mind, like was it this continual prayer of things you're grateful for? Or like what specifically did that look like?
Yeah, that's actually a very good question because back to science, we have thoughts in our head, repeated thoughts, our beliefs. And you can't change your belief, you can't change your repeated thought by thinking something new. You actually have to speak it because you can't just tell your brain, hey, brain, think a new thought. Like, and the set, especially if you're in anxiety or overthinking mode, you're stuck on that repeated negative feedback. You can't break through that barrier. That is like, hey, brain, think this good positive thought right now. Well, no. So, and you can read it. You can like, okay, I'm going to take my eyes and attention to this sentence or this picture on my wall, and I'm going to read it. So then my brain's thinking something else. Yes, that is possible. But if you speak it out loud, your words are powerful. Your words bring life and death. So you actually can change your thoughts and your beliefs, essentially, from speaking out loud. So when I say I worshiped my way through it, I did not just think some gratitude thoughts in my head. I actually sang out loud. So that's also a thing. Like, I could have spoke something out loud and prayed something out loud, but music is also super powerful. And when you're in a state of anxiety again, or even just mental turmoil, to have that musical rhythm and to have something else going on that you can just tune into, it's not words that you're coming up with. You're not having to think, okay, what am I grateful for right now? There's got to be something. Or, you know, what words can I pray right now? What's going to change this thought? You don't have to think about it. Just put the song on and have it sing to you. And then you join in and you start with the worship. You know the words. I mean, there's so many ways that music is powerful, but that is what I mean. Gratitude and anxiety cannot exist at the same time. But how do you change? How do you get into a state of gratitude? That's hard to do. So to speak it, sing it, force your mouth, force the words to come out. That's how you make it present.
Right. First of all, thank you for that clarification, because I wasn't quite sure. Like, we all, Christianity, different beliefs, we all have different ways of saying what we do. And so culturally, like, I wasn't quite sure what you're saying, what you meant, but I love that how you sang or you vocalized things that resonated with you, almost like these affirmations, these beliefs, these hopes, what you wanted to draw more of into your life. And it reminds me of those studies, and these are, they've been around for a long time and replicated a lot of times, but that rice study or the snowflake or even the water study, where when you're like screaming at it and yelling at it, you look under a microscope and it's shattered and it's not very beautiful. It's jagged, it's rough, like those water droplets. Or the rice, you have two things of rice in two jars, and in one room and another room, one room, you just, every time you pass it, you like yell at it, you say terrible things, think terrible things, like just negative energy. And the other one is so positive. And then the one jar that's been yelled at and screamed at molds so much faster. It gets gross really fast, and the other one does not. And just that power in positivity, that power in like what we're putting our energy into, like what are we attracting into our lives? So essentially, that sounds like the same thing that you were really doing. You recognized, even though our vocabulary might be different, how we're talking about it, it sounds like we both very much believe in like attracting the things that will bring you joy. You found these songs, these hymns, whatever they were, and you played these, you sang them out loud, you spoke them into existence, what you wanted more of in your life. And we also know music affects our entire bodies. So like if you're playing heavy metal and just really angry music, that affects us. Like they used to say, if you're angry, just punch a pillow, just scream, all these things. Well, they actually found recent evidence suggesting otherwise. Like the more that you act out aggressively, the more that changes you and negatively instead of bringing in that positivity. That's a very interesting. I love how you spoke to that. Thank you for sharing that, by the way.
Yeah, I'm actually going to do that rice study. I just saw reminded of it this weekend, actually. I was at a conference and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to do this. I am going to be doing an episode on words, probably several of them. And I'm like, I want to just, you know, try the study out for myself. It seems like an easy one, an easy
Yeah.
scientific study that I can actually do at home. I'm going to try it.
That's not a bad idea. I'm kind of surprised that I haven't. I just take people's word for it and I let them do the studies. But I think my kids would really enjoy like screaming at this jar of rice in one room and like lovingly talking to it or taking it on walks. I can totally see them going all out, like dressing it up, the little jar and everything.
Yes, it'd be so fun.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I love that. Well, thank you, Shan, so much for being on the show with us today. Just to kind of wrap up what you said, it just sounds like you, and I didn't even speak to this, your anxiety with postpartum, but then also that turmoil that, and you didn't go into many details, but losing your sister. And I mentioned before, I've lost my brother, and knowing how challenging that can be at any stage when you lose a loved one, how heavy and depressing and how up and down that can be for so long, especially, did you say that was during COVID or about?
It
Yeah.
was,
But
yeah.
twofold for sure, how
Yeah.
heavy and hard that must have been. So navigating all of these things and through all of that, finding your purpose and finding a way to navigate those things with those simple solutions, and then using your background as a nurse, all of those things to help others. That's very powerful. And I'm so grateful that you're able to find your way through that and also help others in the process with your podcast, with other things. But with that, where can we find you? Tell us all your things.
I do have my podcast, Holistic Moms, and I'm present on Instagram. So you can find me at the Shan Wright, right with the W. And I do have a Facebook group. It's called Holistic Health Hacks for Moms, and just encourage each other about how to live holistically when life can be so dang overwhelming. So that can be found at bit.ly/holistichacks. And you can join us there and come chat.
I love that you remember yours because mine is also like a bit.ly thing and I never remember it. So I'm like, it's just in the show notes. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you again so much. It's been a pleasure to get to know you and to feel of that light in person, not just the picture, but I can't wait for, like I said, guests to see your picture because it just draws the eye. I'm like, oh, I've got to know that girl. So thank you for letting me get to know you a little bit more.
Awesome. That's so sweet. Thank you.
Of course. Will you take care?
Thanks for having me.
I hope you enjoyed Shan Wright as much as I did and recognize the light and joy she is. Check out all of her information in the show notes. And find me in all the places also in the show notes. If you're ready for more accountability and professional help from a life coach standpoint that's more solution focused and directive, sign up on fulfillmenttherapy.org for one-on-one strategic coaching sessions that will yield exponential results. All the best, my friends. Hey friends, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, chances are someone else would too. Would you take 30 seconds to share this with a friend who's looking for greater family fulfillment? And while you're sharing, tell me what you think about the show by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. It refuels me when I hear this podcast is helping you, no matter what your house or your hair looks like. I'll meet you back here every Monday and Thursday morning for more episodes. Until then.